Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Oh, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Well, there was no baseball game last night because of the storms, and so the Cardinals and the Royals will have a doubleheader today. In fact, kicking off in just a couple of hours. And to talk a little Cardinals baseball and sports in general with us is Matt Pauly, host of KMOX's Sports Open Line and the Redbird Rush Hour. You also hear him on the Cardinals pre- and post-game. Matt, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. You weren't affected by the storms last night, right? You and your home all good?
Yeah, we're all right. We're in Chesterfield where there was, I think, something did touch down.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. We all know that. I left to get to the ballpark as it was happening. So I was driving through it, which was a little disheartening in the moment. I was listening to KMOX, mm-hmm. listening to Michael Calhoun and Dave Murray talk through where it was going to go. And yeah, it was not the smartest decision I've ever made to get in my car and drive at that moment, but I had worked.
Well, Matt, that means literally the two hardest, most torrential downpours that we've had this year. You were on the highway each time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, pretty
well,
much.
Well, I looked like it came to a standstill.
Well, I almost drove into the May 16th tornado.
He did. He actually had to, not joking, Matt, he had to turn in the opposite direction. He drove south. He turned around.
He was coming off the highway, getting off onto Kings Highway, and it was directly over the park. And I went, nope. And I turned left instead of going to my neighborhood. And
that's
I got
smart.
Caught up in the, there was debris hitting my car. I had to go into an alley, which was probably also not safe.
Well.
But we're all here.
We're all
safe.
Here to talk about it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We all have stories. Hey.
Do as we say, not as we do.
Matt, doubleheader today. I know that the Cardinals have played about a million doubleheaders at this point. What sort of effect does it have on a team to have this many doubleheaders just through a couple of months of the season?
Yeah, I don't think the impact is like that. I don't think the team right now is being impacted by the last doubleheader, but I do think in the moment it impacts you, especially now. They're going to now start a stretch of playing 12 games in 11 days. And, when you've got 11, we've been talking so much about the 13 straight days. Well, now it's going to be 11 straight days, but you're starting the 11 straight days with a doubleheader. And even adding a pitcher for the doubleheader, that's really tough. That's really challenging. So you have to manage pitching. And sometimes you, as a manager, you don't want to, I always say, don't lose tomorrow's game trying to win today's game when, today's game isn't really winnable. But at the same time...
I totally followed it.
Okay.
Yeah, I follow you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, but at the same time, you don't want to lose like the next three games as a result of trying to win that day. So you're managing a lot of different things when it comes to the decision making. And we talked about it a lot when it came to the decision to leave Pallante in the other day to face off against Bobby Witt Jr. You have to manage these moments of the schedule, and it becomes that much more challenging when now this 12-day or 11-day span, whatever it is, gets started with a doubleheader.
My guess is that you dealt with during post-game on Tuesday, you probably dealt with a lot of why did they leave him in? And I am in complete agreement with you. And in fact, we talked about this on Gas House Gang yesterday. I do not fault him whatsoever, not even a little bit, for allowing that to happen, because you're starting a 13-day stretch of games where you have to play every day. So you have to be mindful of your bullpen. You can't blow out your bullpen. And there's one day off from now till the beginning of next month. That's a lot of baseball these guys have to play. So you have to manage a bullpen. And I had no problem whatsoever with the way he handled Tuesday. Zero.
I sent a tweet out about this at 4 o'clock in the morning yesterday because I was still fired up about
it.
I should have gone to bed,
man.
But I sent a tweet out.
Bro.
When you go, like, in that moment, when you go batter by batter, it becomes a lot more challenging to figure out when you would even make that move, because Caglione was the first. I'll go real quickly here. Caglione was the first out. That was 13 in a row at that point.
That guy sucks.
Lofton comes up, hits a home run. Pallante missed his location. Like, those things happen. It's baseball. Next hitter, Waters, his single left the bat at less than 89 miles per hour, had a hit probability of 28%. Still no reason that should have been an out. It should have been an out. It ended up being a hit because baseball. Then the next hitter, Isbell, he does hit the ball hard, but even his hit only had a 43% hit probability. At that point, Pallante should have been out of the inning. Instead, there's only one out. Then India does come up. He gets the legit hard hit single, but there was no time to get the bullpen up. There's not a moment to actually be worried in that inning until the India single, and then Witt is the next batter after that. So people who are complaining about this, go look at what happened in the actual inning. There wasn't time to have somebody up and ready.
And so this also takes me to a larger issue with the Cardinals that I've raised before over the last couple of weeks, and that is about, as a pitching staff, their strikeout numbers not very high. In fact, they're bottom five, and they're bottom five with teams like the White Sox and Colorado and really bad baseball teams. Now, it's worked for them to this point because the defense is good. However, you can't say, and I'm not saying you, but I'm saying you can't say, well, put the ball in play as an offense, because anything can happen when you put the ball in play. Good things happen for your offense when you do that. And then also say, it's okay if the ball gets put in play with our pitching staff because we have a good defense. That is, those two ideas are in conflict. If putting the ball in play is good for your offense, it's bad for your pitching staff. I don't care how good your defense is.
One of the most interesting things that Ollie said to you guys on Tuesday was talking about how they acknowledge the fact that they don't have a lot of strikeouts. So they, as a staff, had tried to figure out, well, how do we manage a staff that doesn't have a lot of strikeouts? And basically, it's pinpoint control. And it was really interesting hearing him talk about that, because he would love to have more swing and miss, because that's how you win in baseball. You don't have that, so you have to make do with what you have.
And he can't make that happen. Just to be clear, he can't make pitchers, he can't turn them into strikeout pitchers.
So what they've tried to do is make that just, you know, find a way to utilize pitch to contact guys where they can do a few things in an elite manner, control being one of those things. And for the most part, it has worked this year. But sometimes the bad luck monster is just going to get you. And that happens when you pitch to contact, where all of a sudden a bunch of stuff starts to find its way through. So I give the Cardinals a lot of credit for having the success that they've had without the strikeout. But you're going to have days like you did in that first game of the Kansas City series.
Okay, so I'm going to throw this question at both of you. And Derek Gould had a long piece in the Post-Dispatch about batting average on balls in play and how the Cardinals are living by it and dying by it, and how that play came into effect. That played a big role on Tuesday, and how that's where they're struggling right now? What are your thoughts on that in layman's terms?
I mean, that's where the luck of the draw comes in, because if you think about that inning the other day, there were two ground balls that were just out of the reach of Mason Wynn. The final hit, the Bobby Witt hit he dove on, and then on one of the other ones he dove on it as well. And, I mean, we're talking centimeters. If Wynn would have been set up one step further to the right or to the left, depending on what it was, then each of those are outs. And I'm not saying that he was set up in the wrong spot, because the Cardinals are very good at defensive positioning. It just so happened, even if it was the correct positioning in that single instance, that shows you how the margin of error is so small, where that is basically a 1-2-3 inning on two separate things. Mason Wynn, not 1-2-3 because there's a home run, but you get what I'm saying. Mason Wynn was inches away from making two plays.
Well, and that's like goes to what you were just talking about with Ranj, with swing and miss. After the game, Ali Marmol said, quote, "Feels like that's one of the most, I don't want to say the first time, but probably the most obvious time where swing and miss came back to bite us. A lot of balls in play, and they all found holes."
Yeah, he said it.
Miles Michaelis will start in the first game today. It is a 12:45 first pitch. We've got the pregame show with Tom Ackerman at 11:50. So, Michaelis, what you've seen from him, we're talking about lack of swing and miss. Pretty much that's an up and down the pitching staff sort of problem.
Outside of Gray. I mean, Gray's at 9+ per nine.
Yeah. But for the most part, that's what it is. As you've seen him throw, how do you feel about his 2025?
He's been really good. He's only had one or two starts that have been not great. He had that one against Boston, obviously. And then his last time out against Baltimore, he wasn't very good, giving up 4 runs on 9 hits. Even with those, he still has a sub-4 ERA. If he can be that guy that he's been in almost every game except the Boston game and the Baltimore game, he's the third best pitcher on the staff. You look at Gray and then Liberatore, and then the next guy is Michaelis. And for somebody, I mean, our narrative coming out of that Boston game was, okay, how much leash does Michaelis still have? How many starts can he have like this before the team just completely moves on from him? So he is, after having a 5+ ERA over the last 2 seasons, he has changed what he's done a little bit this year. He's not throwing as many strikes, and all the credit in the world goes to Miles Michaelis for what he has been able to do this season.
All right, dude. We will be listening in for the pre. I know you're not on the pregame for the first game. That's Ackerman, but you will have the second game today. You got postgame for the first game?
I do. So it's a long day today.
It is a long day for you.
It's a good day.
You'll be all right.
Day. Yeah.
Thank you, Matt Pauly.
Thank you.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Pre-game show with Tom Ackerman, as I said, 11:50. That's for game one, first pitch, 12:45. Then, Mr. Pauly, a 5:50 pre-game show for game two, first pitch at 6:45. Long day of baseball here on KMOX. I thought Matt Pajeski, our producer, did your stomach have a follow-up question you'd like to ask Matt? Pajeski, we have to get him food. We need a buffet in this room.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what, food's not going to help it.
Matt. Unbelievable. This guy's stomach grumbles
the entire show. Here's how loud it is. I can hear it. I have these big headphones that cover my ears, and I can hear his stomach over there. You okay?
All right. Let's just wrap this up quick.
Got the bubble guts.
Oh, bubble guts. He's running out the room. Chris and Amy, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sweet!
Skipping
what?
Over us.
What is the black hole of broadcasting between 9 and 1?
Between 9 and noon, we go dark. Imagine your own radio. What if that was our
All
whole thing?
All we know
first?
Is that there's no fun until 1 p.m.
At 1, the fun.
What the heck?
For 3 hours.
Just an award-winning black hole of broadcasting.
What a brilliant idea would it be if we just told people between 9 and noon, just imagine what you'd like to hear on the radio.
Oh, yes, in an effort to cut costs, between 9 and noon, we're doing Choose Your Own Adventure Radio. You think things in your head. So wait,
we got a texter, though.
Can I hear that again, Matt? Wait, let's hear it again.
Now, the news at 1, the fun. It's the Dave Glover Show. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Don't worry about 9 to noon. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about Gas House Gang.
Honestly, I think it's because they hold all of the all-staff meetings during our show, and we can't go, I think people don't know we work here. I think they do think nothing happens.
Those are some old-ass interns walking around here. What are you, interning at 40?
Listen, if you came here for fun, you are too early.
This message to 314-436-7900 says, did you hear the new promo running for your show? It runs during Total Information. It says, now the news, next the talk with Chris and Amy. I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard that.
I don't know why. Look.
Also.
Hold on. Let me just say.
It sounds like the name of our show is The Talk.
Let me say this. If you don't mind, Amy, we welcome your text messages to 314-436-7900. You don't have to lie to us. Don't lie to us to make us feel better like they've done something like acknowledge our existence.
Are
don't
you
do that.
Besmirching our listeners?
I am besmirching this person.
I don't think you should besmirch unless you're sure.
In fact, I'm so angry, I'm about to read out his whole phone number.
No, it is
314. I have not heard that one, but I do think it's very funny that they would completely ignore the award-winning Chris and Amy show.
So here's the thing. It's not the first time.
That we've been ignored?
Oh, this was the old Total Information AM, the Dave Glover Show, and Cardinals Baseball. I went to our boss, Steve. I said, are we Cardinals Baseball? That was the promo.
Oh,
Total Information AM. the Dave Glover Show in the afternoon.
Listen,
and Cardinals baseball. Well, wait a minute.
Let me tell you what you can do to make it up to us, because ultimately this is the listener's fault.
What?
Yeah, because they have not recognized us enough. They have not flooded the phone lines here to KMOX.
Calling too. Steve saying, we love Chris and Amy.
Please do. Please. But here's what you can do to help us. We are on the list, or a list.
When we're on a list.
For the STL magazine, a list.
A list.
Yeah, so you can vote for us there if you want to. STLmag.com. Yeah. Or you can go to at Chris Amy KMOX. We're under Talk News Show, and you can vote for these fools, Amy and me.
On the St. Louis Magazine, a list.
That's right. Gator is watching us on YouTube and says, never thought I'd listen to Chris Ranji again, but I can't stand TMA. That show is terrible.
Oh.
That's not nice.
Well, that's kind of rude. Thank you for listening. But that's...
Well, thanks, Gator.
Thanks, Gator.
What's a TMA? Amy... Do we, do you want to talk about these mascots?
Yeah.
Have you heard about the mascots?
Here's why we need to talk about them, because they are your purview, the proximity of Granite City, Illinois to these Southern Illinois mascots, and you were not here when I talked about them with Michael Kelly and
right.
Annie Fry from down the hall. There were some mascot names that there is some legislation moving forward in the state of Illinois to change what some people believe to be like insensitive or controversial mascot names, like the Midgets.
Freeburg Midgets.
Freeburg Midgets.
Yeah. So I'm not a fan of the mascot. I guess I know it costs money to make a change and change a logo and maybe signs or whatever else. So that concern I totally understand. I guess here's my ultimate thinking. Forget about cost. I don't understand the idea of being attached to a mascot or a team name, a team nickname, so strongly that I get upset and that I get infuriated over the possibility of it being changed. I don't care. I don't care what the nickname of the teams I root for is. If they change it, fine. It will take a little bit of getting used to. I don't care about that. I don't care if the Cardinals are officially named the Redbirds. I don't care if they
don't.
No,
well,
I just
taking
don't.
It too far.
It doesn't matter to me. I still want the team to win the same amount. It doesn't.
So,
it doesn't take away my fandom at all. It doesn't affect it at all.
Let's stop talking in hypotheticals and let's talk like the reality for Collinsville High School, which are the K-Hawks.
K-Hawks,
which
yeah.
is like a made up name because of Cahokia Mounds.
Right.
There's no such thing as a K-Hawk. They made it up.
Yeah.
But I guess they're saying it's insensitive. I feel like that's not true. They just spent millions of taxpayer dollars to fix up their public school, their field, brand it with K-Hawks. And now this bill would force them to change that name, which would also mean spending millions of taxpayer dollars again. And that, to me, is not a wise use of taxpayer dollar, especially when it's a fictional name. There's no such thing as a K-Hawk.
Yeah, but I also understand from a Native American perspective how that feels offensive. Like, it doesn't feel offensive to us because it's not us, and nothing ever does. I think we always have a difficult time putting ourselves in somebody else's place and having a little empathy for them that maybe they do feel like it's sort of not really honoring you as a person, but using you as a caricature. However you're drawn, however you're created, you know, they can make you look mean or they can make you look goofy as a mascot, whatever they want to do. But I could totally understand why that would feel offensive to somebody who is a Native American.
So Collinsville, their district believes, they're like, no, we are proud to be K-Hawks. And in fact, the mascot promotes cultural awareness, encourages dialogue about Native American history and honoring the indigenous heritage of the area, and including like Cahokia Mounds. I think there is legitimacy in that if the school takes pride in it. And I think there are some school names that need to be changed, like the one that was a slur.
In Pekin?
Yes.
That's been changed for like 15 years.
So I'm
That's actually longer than that.
That's a good one to change. That's not a great name. But if it's some, I don't think you can take a wide brushstroke, because they were even saying they should change the Warriors. and the Chiefs. And it's like, well
Warriors,
they have to change everything.
Warriors, maybe the logo I'd be okay if they got rid of, Granite City. I don't think we need a Native American head. I'm not married to that. I don't think that's necessary. But the name itself, Warriors, I think is okay. You know, now we're getting into...
But Warriors have gone back through ancient times. It's not just Native
American.
Right,
right. That's why I don't think the name itself is necessarily offensive. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. You are listening to 104.1 FM KMOX. Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, with us next.
It's Major News with Major Garrett, our weekly conversation with CBS's Chief Washington Correspondent.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX. Say good morning to you. Time to go to the guest line and the host of The Takeout, which is on CBS News 24/7. And the Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News joins us every Thursday at this time. It's Major Garrett on the show. Hello, Major.
Hello and good morning.
Good morning.
Is it a good morning in Washington?
Well, it's another busy one. I can confirm that. Lots of news, and it's not even noon.
Okay. That's okay. Well,
isn't that pretty typical now?
Yeah.
Yes, it's very typical. It's I would say energizingly typical, and I just wonder if I will continue to be able to summon the requisite energy day in and day out. There are days I have my doubts.
Oh, don't do that.
You're great.
We need you, Major. You are a shining light on the Capitol firmament.
That's right. Yes. Very good.
Waxing poetic on a Thursday morning. Well
That's
done.
Right. Well, let's jump into it. Recency bias with a story kind of broke last night. And people still talking about the so-called travel ban that Donald Trump announced yesterday regarding 12 countries. Can you let us know, maybe put it in context for us. Is this something that, that presidents do? Obviously, it's happened before. Is this unusual? What is your take?
Well, it's something that this president did and did poorly the first time around. The travel ban was chaotically rolled down in the early days of the first Trump administration. I write about this in great detail in my book, Mr. Trump's Wild Ride, because they did not have the system that they've built for this travel ban. When they did it the first time, it created all sorts of confusion, chaos. There were protests at the airport. People didn't know how to implement this particular policy, and there were legal challenges. The Trump administration the first time around had to rewrite the travel ban, not once, but twice. But the third time they rewrote it, it was challenged before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court upheld it because it was rooted in existing immigration law and presidential authorities. Having gone through that experience and not rolling it out in the very first days of this administration, they believe, and I think they will probably be vindicated in this, that this one is going to be legally defensible. It has proper and delineated exceptions for those who are permanent residents, have other legal status, or are coming here on official business. If you come here for the World Cup, for a matter of fact, you can come in. And the numbers from these 12 designated countries are pretty small in terms of immigrant flow or travel flow. So it catches a lot of attention. It's actual human consequence is pretty minimal because there's not a lot of inflow from these 12 countries. There's one interesting exception from the first Trump administration. Syria was on that list then, properly so, run by the Bashar al-Assad dictatorship, hostile to U.S. interests, not only in the region, but globally. Syria is not on the list this time. Why? Because the Assad government has fallen. There is a new government trying to create a new governing reality in Syria. The president recently lifted all economic sanctions on that government, has met briefly with the leader of the Syrian regime while in the Middle East. So that's a difference. And this administration is using this travel ban to send different signals and to limit migration in different ways. This one, I believe, because they went through this process so rigorously the first time, will be upheld in the courts and is part and parcel of what can only be described as a maximalist Trump approach to limiting virtually all forms of migration into this country, legal and illegal.
So what does it mean that this was done in response, or at least the president said it was done in response to the anti-Semitic attack in Colorado, and that person was an Egyptian national, but Egypt is not on this list?
Right. So it's not. This thing has been in the works. It is contextually relevant. But Egypt's not on the list. It would be a very big deal if Egypt were on the list. Egypt is an interlocutor, an ally of ours, off and on in the Middle East. We have a lot of economic and military assistance that goes to Egypt. There's a lot of training of Egyptian military forces in the United States. It would be vastly complicating to put Egypt on this list and a major diplomatic blowup. That's a different issue. A tourist visa overstay is not the same as a travel ban, meaning you can't come here unless you have very specific carve-outs under this proclamation. And if you don't have those specific carve-outs, even if you're not someone who has a background that is criminal or terroristic at all, you still can't come here. That's a different thing. The Egyptian person who was radicalized by, he says, the conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, planned this attack for a year, carried it out, overstayed a tourist visa, then was in the process of trying to get a work permit, and was in a kind of nebulous immigration status. There are lots of people who fall into that nebulous immigration status if you overstay a tourist visa, because maybe you apply for asylum, maybe you apply for a work permit, maybe you apply for some other thing. You have a process that goes on, and you're still here while your process continues. This is one of the things that frustrates the Trump administration. They're like, there are too many procedural things that allow people to overstay their original agreed upon time in our country. And we've got to figure out a way to tease that out and to identify these people who are overstaying, not living up to their side of the original agreement they made with us as an immigrant and get them out. Harder than it sounds, much harder than it sounds. And so in that sense, they're related, but only by some small circumstance and some small coincidence of time. The travel ban has been in the works. It may have been expedited because of the Egyptian thing, but they're not, from a policy perspective, related. And as you mentioned, Egypt's not even on the list.
Major, a subdued Elon Musk is stepping away from government. It seems the honeymoon is over with Musk and Trump as they seem to be disagreeing on policy issues. What is your summary of Musk and Doge?
Well, the summary is, nice try. you went for a lot of low-hanging fruit, things that are easy and politically vulnerable. Even though USAID, the Agency for International Development, does a lot of important work, it does it overseas in faraway places that most Americans are not that politically interested in. And getting rid of that agency, sort of publicly humiliating it by peeling its name off the bureaucratic headquarters in downtown Washington, D.C., summarily firing all those people, okay, that was pretty easy to do. Also getting rid of other bureaucrats, offering early retirement buyouts, that was easy to do. But in the end, at least half, if not more, of these efforts have been blocked by the court, and those court interventions are probably going to be upheld because they're not legal. Many of these things have a congressional legislative intent behind them, which means Congress has to be involved. The administration has set a $9 billion spending cut package to Congress that reflects DOGE efforts. $9 billion is a decent amount of money, but it's a far cry from the $2 trillion, then the $1 trillion, then the half a trillion that they promised. And as Walter Isaacson said on CNBC this morning, biographer of Elon Musk, Elon never even tried, not even tried, to get to the big drivers of spending in Washington, which is procurement at the Pentagon. Remember, there was a couple of weeks, he's going to the Pentagon next. He's going to look at the whole process by which we buy. They never did anything at the Pentagon. Nothing. Zippy. Didn't go after entitlements at any level that is structurally relevant, and created so many political enemies and consumer blowback. He harmed his companies, harmed his reputation, and accomplished much less than was advertised. And now, because he's furious at the White House for nullifying the nomination of his friend, Jared Isaacman, to be the head of NASA, Musk is like, I'm out. Not only am I out, I'm going to use my platform to denounce the one thing that Trump cares about most, the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. And on my program 2 days ago, I had the chairman of the House Budget Committee, Jody Arrington, who said on the record, this is a problem. He was on right after Musk's first tweet denouncing the bill. He said, this is a problem. It's going to create political issues for Republicans because Musk holds a lot of sway. Not as much as President Trump, but he's kind of up there. So it's a fascinating look into the factions within the Trump coalition, how tenuous their alignments are, and how quickly personal animosity can come straight to the surface with unpredictable political impact.
The president this morning said he had a good phone call, and he said this via Truth Social with President Xi of China, talking about their trade deal they recently agreed to. So what is he referring to?
Well, there isn't a trade deal. There was a general agreement about things that they were going to pursue and a scaling back of announced tariffs. But all the underlying hard substantive things were unresolved in Geneva. But there was at least an effort to scale back some of the highest tariffs, which effectively created a trade embargo between the United States and China. That was a big achievement. But the rest of the statement today is basically about invitations. I was invited to China. I've invited President Xi to America. The rest of it is an exercise in opacity. It doesn't mean anything. No one can decipher these statements. And usually, it's the Chinese who write statements like that that are indecipherable. There are a lot of words that just seem like they talk about things, but they don't really specify. Trump didn't specify anything that was agreed to, nothing whatsoever, other than to say they're going to continue to talk. So he's not denouncing Xi as he did earlier this week. Frustrated, he's hard to make a bargain with. This is meant to calm the markets, but nothing is resolved. Nothing on the trade front. Even when the president made reference to rare earth minerals, which China has blocked the export of, to the harm of several U.S. companies and U.S. allies, the statement about that clarifies nothing. So if anything was achieved, no one is willing to say with specificity what it was. So what we have is a bunch of social media posts about invitations. That's good. Means they're talking. But as far as a resolution, hard to find any evidence of that.
Major, a lot has been made of Jake Tapper's book, Original Sin, and now former Biden press secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre has announced she's left the Democratic Party. She is an independent, and she has her own book titled A Look Inside a Broken White House Outside the Party Lines, or Independent is the main title there. And all of these books point to a cover-up from Joe Biden's health perspective. Also, the alacrity with which they were published leads me to believe that people knew about this the whole time. What is your take on this?
So I have a very different take on the question of cover-up.
Okay.
So I asked our polling unit, and just as a small matter of self-congratulation, if you look at the CBS polling numbers, 2018, 2020, 2022, and 2024, they were very close to the mark, very close to the ultimate outcome. Polls are not predictive, but we were measuring a lot of where the electorate was. Even when the results were somewhat surprising to other pollsters, they were not surprising to us. So I asked our polling unit, when did we first detect that the public had deep-seated reservations about a second Biden term, either because of approval or because of questions about his ability to fulfill a second term? And the answer came back to me September of 2023, when more than a majority, nearly 64%, somewhere around that range, told us, so that's almost two-thirds of the country telling us they had deep concerns about a second Biden term in the context of whether or not he could carry out a full second term. So if in September of 2023, our polling was telling us that people saw this and had made up their minds themselves, I have a hard time with the cover-up designation, okay? Because a cover-up conceals something successfully from the public through which, without the cover-up, they would not know, okay? If our polling showed that in September of 2023, two-thirds of the country had doubts, I don't think there was a cover-up. Was there denialism? Was there a sense of giving it to Biden simply because he would not go and not daring to have a conversation about the reliability of that decision? Sure. That's different than a cover-up. I think cover-up lets a lot of people off the hook. A lot of people off the hook. Because it centers it around five or six people. Like, oh, it was this cabal. Wait a minute. No. It wasn't a cabal. It was a Democratic Party agreement. And lots of people who had ambitions of their own decided not to carry those ambitions out, bow to Biden, and all the things that Democrats like to say about the cult of personality of the Trump movement and people who are enablers and people who say one thing privately and then do something completely different in the public square. Democrats better reconcile themselves to the exact same phenomenon that played out in their party in regards to this set of choices.
Well, I want to make a distinction about this book. Jean-Pierre's book is arguing that he was betrayed by the Democratic Party. It's not that there was a psychological issue or a mental issue with him, correct? Like, she's taking a different approach with the book.
Right.
That's my understanding.
With all due respect to Corinne Jean-Pierre, this book is not going to be the fulcrum by which Democrats try to decide what went wrong and what to do in the future. It just won't be. The broader conversation, and I just had a long conversation for the Takeout podcast, YouTube, and the show with Jason Crow, Democrat from Colorado, who was pretty aggressive with Biden on this idea of not running for a second term. Once things became very clear after the first debate, he's like, look, this is a party-wide thing. And everyone who did nothing is going to have to explain themselves in public, because everyone had a choice. Everyone could have looked at this and said, I don't believe this is a good idea. I believe the president has been a good president. He said he would be a transitional figure. I'm going to hold him publicly to account for being a transitional figure, for being a bridge to the next generation. And if he isn't, I'm going to run against him, or I'm going to denounce his candidacy. And they didn't. And that absence of involvement, that absence of courage, that denialism, that sort of acceptance of whatever Biden says goes, and you are powerless to change the trajectory of the Democratic Party, that, I think, is the central issue, regardless of what Corinne Jean-Pierre says about what did or didn't happen, because nobody in the Democratic Party believes Joe Biden's problem was the party turned against him. They believe Biden foisted a decision on the party that the party accepted, and had he not made that decision and given the party a chance to have a primary and a competitive process to succeed him, things might have turned out differently.
Major Garrett is chief Washington correspondent for CBS News. Watch The Takeout. It is on CBS News 24/7. As always, Major, we appreciate it, and we will talk next week.
And you can find the show on YouTube and any of our other over-the-top TV providers as well.
Fantastic. Thank you, Major.
Thank you
so much. Talk next week.
That is Major Garrett with us. It's 104.1 FM KMOX. Watching us on YouTube is Gator, who says, enjoyed the show today, Amy and Chris. It's not over.
It's not over, Gator.
We still got 45 minutes to go here.
Yeah, normally we would have an hour. It's not over.
Yeah, man. We're on till 12, but not today. 11:45 because of Cardinals pregame.
Yeah.
And then the doubleheader of baseball happens today. So we're looking forward to baseball, and we appreciate you sticking around. We also think that you should go to stlmag.com and vote for us in the A-List.
A-List, yeah.
The A-List. We're there for talk news show. So if you vote for us, I don't know why I keep saying it.
Question mark?
I just looked at it earlier today. Yeah.
It's A-List.
Yes, talk news radio show. It's under arts and entertainment, talk news radio show.
Did you
go
tell
vote
them
for us.
They can vote for us every day? Like brushing your teeth. You can vote for us every day.
Yeah, vote for us every day.
Yeah.
You're supposed to do it twice a day, but you can't do that here.
Well, no, you can't vote,
But you can brush your teeth twice.
Yeah.
And Gator says, I'll be back tomorrow. He's talking about another show he's going to. Well, that's a stupid idea. You're going to a... Yeah, that's a dumb idea. Don't do that.
No, come on.
You're going to a far worse show. I know what show you're going to, and it's far, far worse. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji here on 104.1 FM KMOX. Battle Hawks have a game this weekend, a playoff game. Nate Metters joins the show. He's a safety for the team.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.